welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Flaw, and here is our producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
Just blazing through the new year.
It's a new year, and here we go, Sheldon.
2 weeks in.
And I already have a problem.
Already?
I got a canker sore.
Oh, really?
You know, that's the winter thing. You get this thing on your... I don't know. Whenever I see people with them, I'm like... Why do people get those?
Right.
And then now I have one.
So did you do any of that special Abrevo?
Yes,
or
I have
drops
some crazy thing you put on it. But
right.
Here's the story. When you get a canker sore, you get it for the rest of your life.
It can come back.
It's a herpes that comes back again and again and again. Herpes has a bad name.
Yeah.
But it is. It really is. That's
right.
What it is.
It's a herpes
It's
infection.
A herpes virus that stays
right.
with you forever.
Forever.
So now I'm going to have this little canker
thing growing.
Well, it'll come back again.
Yeah,
like Frosty the Snowman.
Under
it's
stress.
Annoying me. It's annoying me. I don't know what brings
Sorry.
About a canker. But anyway, you know, it's interesting because you begin a new year and it's kind of, you know, interesting time of the year because things are sort of like just buzzing along, but not, you know, these are not like the high moments of life, right?
No.
The January, February time, right? It's sort
nope,
of like
not at all.
Low key, right? I think that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Everybody's locked in. It's cold. Nobody wants to go out.
Yeah.
It's kind of subdued.
I mean, depending on where you are in the country, because
right.
sometimes it's, you know,
perfect
where you are right now, maybe. But the reality is that I think in our lives, you know, we have to kind of struggle through certain things. And I think that's what we're going to take a look at today. It's like, how do we deal with the struggles of life? Some of them are huge. Some of them are sort of the doldrums. But it's a kind of wide range of struggle that we have. And struggle is a part of the spiritual life. So that's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock. How we deal with struggle, what we do with struggle, and how it kind of is causing us to triumph in many ways. To start us off, this is Billy Joel, one of the struggles of life, without a doubt. This is called Pressure.
We'll be right back.
our physical selves, you know, can struggle through pressure and through anxiety. And that's how, you know, lots of things happen in our lives. That's how we get all kinds of issues with headaches sometimes, and even physical ailments that can happen because of that, hair loss, all these crazy things. Sometimes you see somebody and you say, wow, they're my age, but they look a lot older than me, you know? It's an interesting thing. I mean, and probably, or you see somebody and say, wow, they look like they're 40, and how could they be 50, you know? But the reality is, life and how we live it has a big, big jurisdiction on how we look and how we act and how we kind of feel in our life. So yeah, pressure can really be devastating, and we have to figure out a way around that. One of the great ways to do that, I think, is in prayer. I also believe that exercise has something to do with that. I think what we eat has something to do with that. I think many ways in which we kind of take care of ourselves helps us to deal with anxiety that's often from the outside of our lives. There's sometimes, you know, there are people, and maybe it's you, who, you know, struggle with anxiety regardless. You know, people who have anxiety, they just have anxiety for anxiety's sake. That's not easy either, right? They're nervous and worried about everything. And how do you deal with that? Like, you know, well, maybe that's about a good counselor. That's maybe about some meds to help balance us out a little bit more. But the reality is, no matter what, prayer is a big help. I tell you, prayer, no matter what, is a big help because it helps us to deal with things. It helps us to be open to things. And that kind of gift helps us to kind of be honest and open before God. And that alone can be a release of anxiety. You know, so it's worth a try, worth thinking about it. I don't want to be the armchair Dr. Phil here, but I think it's worth kind of offering a prayer and asking God to help us through some of that stuff. Hey, here's you too. This is called Walk On.
And love is not the easy thing, the only baggage that you can bring. Love is not the easy thing, the only baggage you can bring is all that you can't leave behind. And if the darkness is to keep us apart, and if the daylight feels like it's a long way off, and if your glass heart should crack, and for a second you turn back, oh no, that has to be stay safe.
I think keeping walking is such an important part of our lives. Walking on in the midst of struggle is such an important thing in our lives. You know, sometimes it's paralyzing. Sometimes, you know, loss is paralyzing. Sometimes denial is paralyzing. Sometimes, you know, being betrayed is paralyzing. Ultimately, in our life, we have to be able to walk. We have to be able to pick up and continue on. And I think that's an important thing. You know, Jesus says in the Bible, he's got a great line. You want to be my disciple. Nobody can be my disciple unless you pick up your cross and follow me. You got to be able to pick it up, though. You know, you got to be able to pick up what's broken and what's difficult in life and walk. Because if you don't, somebody else has got to pick it up for you. And I think part of that is being honest and being open and saying, yeah, you know what? These are my struggles. And those are important things to know in our life. I don't know if you do that ever. There's a thing called examination of conscience, where we look into our hearts and say, hey, Lord, these are the things I'm sorry for. These things I don't do so well at. Well, these are the things that really set me off. Like, do you know what buttons, you know, push in your life that kind of set you off right away? I mean, I know for me too, you know, parking is an issue for me. Like, I love a good parking spot, you know, all these things. Like, and you think about these, they're silly, right, in the face of life. But ultimately, you know, we have to deal with that. Sometimes one of the struggles can be germs, right? You know, the germ phobe kind of thing. And I'm germy, you know, phobic in some ways. In other ways, I'm not. It's kind of thing. It's a paradox in my life, you know. But ultimately, I think that's part of our life that we have to look at. Like, what are the things we need to work on? But we got to keep walking on, because if we don't walk on, we're going to be stuck. And then that's kind of the end. You know, once you're stuck, you're stuck. You got to try really hard to get unstuck and ask God to help us to continue to move so that we can let go of some of these things. Here's Bon Jovi. This is called It's My Life.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. A silent prayer for faith departed. In the crowd, you're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
life.
It is ultimately our lives and ultimately our responsibility, you know, to care for ourselves and to care for those around us, but also, most importantly, to care for ourselves. That's such an important thing in life, you know. In the last couple of weeks, I have sadly celebrated the funeral of a number of people who have died from overdoses. And that's such a sad thing, right? It's such a terrible thing in our world today that, first of all, heroin is just rampant, and people don't always see a way out, you know. They just lose themselves in this, and it is definitely a terminal illness. We see it time and time again. We lose people we love. I bet you there's nobody listening today who hasn't lost somebody they know to addiction of some kind. You know, it's important in our lives to be able to pray for those people. And if it's you, you know, it is your life. It's true, but you need to get the help you need, you know, and try to find somebody to speak to today and make a phone call today. Call an 800 number today, because tomorrow could be too late. You know, it's important in our lives. Life's always a value, right? It's always a value. People are struggling right now in the hospital or undergoing chemotherapy. Just try to live another day. And we don't want to waste what we have either. So I think God calls us to really take care of our lives. And maybe you know somebody who could really use that encouragement today and that kind word, and not the challenge, but maybe the kind word that says, let me help you. I want to be there for you. Those kinds of things make such a huge difference. You know, it's sad when you do these wakes again and again and again, and you look and you say, boy, what a life wasted. There's so much potential here. You know, and you wish that they could kind of dig out of this somehow. It's a sad thing. And God welcomes these people to heaven. Thanks be to God through the mercy of God. But the reality is, in our life, we need to kind of work on it here so we know what we're doing, so we can try to get the help that we need in our lives. Here's Neil Young, The Needle, and The Damage Done.
Cellar door. I love you, baby. Can I have some more? Oh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched a needle take another man. Gone.
Yeah, Neil writing 46 years ago about addiction, and you think about it in this world, you know, with all of the technology and how far we have come, it's still a big struggle. I mean, and the face of drugs is so different today, right, than it was back then in the 70s. It was sort of drug addicts we used to look at, you know, and they kind of looked like a certain look. There's no look for a drug addict, you know, we know that now. And I think that's part of the reality, that we really need God's help in this world. And addiction is such an insidious thing, and it's so prevalent and so there for everybody that we got to recognize that and just see that, you know, wow, we need to pray all the time that, first of all, that we can deal with the addictions in our own life, but secondly, for all those who are truly addicted in a deadly way, that they can find help. You know, it's an important thing because I think our prayers for other people really do add up. I think that's part of something we don't always see, but, you know, I think it does add up, and I think it does help to pray for people, and I think that's been proven in a medicinal way. You know, people who are sick and, like, have a ton of people praying for them, and another person doesn't have anybody praying for them, they seem to get better quicker. But the reality is that, you know what, just in life, spiritually, it's a good thing to do because it helps us to remember that, first of all, we're not alone in our own struggles, and people are not alone in their own struggles. You know, we can kind of link with them, and there's a power in that linkage, isn't there? There's a power in that common struggle that is kind of the struggle of what humanity's about that helps us to grow. So, yeah, let's ask God's help today for those who are addicted, but let's ask God's help for all of us that we can kind of grow through a lot of the struggles and, you know, kind of recognize the healing that comes from that. Here's Steve Winwood, Roll With It.
Baby,
some of the struggles of life, you know, the best way to deal with it is to roll with it, right? You know, it depends on what you struggle with, what you know, different gradations of pain and suffering that we have in this world. You know, I think some things are just a pain in the neck versus, you know, ultimate, you know, body killing pain and stuff. Like you think about traffic, you know, what do you deal with? What do you do when you're in traffic? You know, do we just get frustrated and angry and become more aggressive and gritting our teeth and have to get in front of the guy in front of us? You know, I had somebody that needed to do that on the way while I was driving to the station, had to get in front of me. I was like, oh, go right ahead. You're more than welcome to. You know, I think in our lives, you know, that aggression is sometimes crazy on the road, right? But I think if we can deal with and roll with it a little bit, we can let other people be who they have to be and just kind of let them diffuse, if you will. I think in our lives, there's a lot of pressure and there is a lot of anger. How do we deal with that? What do you do with the anger when it builds up? What do you do when you're on the road and you say, I wish I was somewhere else. I don't want to do this. Somehow we have to pray. Sometimes we have to put on some music that we love and just kind of get through it, because otherwise we're like I said, living our lives angry, and it takes a lot of work to kind of maintain the kind of anger we're talking about here. It's not easy, but again, we have to kind of let it go. That's an important part of this if we're going to be happy and healthy. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about life's struggles today. This is the Black Crowes. It's called Twice as Hard. twice as hard. Well, yeah, sometimes things get more difficult as time goes on, right? Not necessarily easier, but sometimes more difficult. What do we do with that? Well, I think that takes even more dedication. It takes more prayer. It takes more understanding of where God is in our lives. Sometimes we kind of, you know, make a fist and shake it up to heaven. Where are you, God? You know? And I think that's important to be able to do also, to be honest. But it's in that struggle that we kind of find where God is. Three pages in the Bible, by the way, is the book of Job, J-O-B. Some call it the book of Job, but it's the book of Job. And you know what? It's a great book for us to spend a little time with because it's a story that illustrates the struggle of life. His struggles are like extreme struggles, you know, again and again and again. But God's there with him through it all. He doesn't always see it, but he's there with him through it all. And at the end of the book, kind of comes full circle and realizes how blessed he is, even in the midst of those struggles. You know, that was a time when he was close to God. So in our lives, we could probably use reading the book of Job every now and then because sometimes it goes from bad to worse. And what do you do with that? You know, we recognize that God hasn't abandoned us. No, he's drawn near to help us through these things. Hey, here's Dire Straits. This is called Romeo and Juliet.
TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. All I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. But Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. Just because the time was wrong.
Yeah, love struck Romeo. He sang the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade, he says something like, you and me, babe.
The story of struggle and the life of struggle, you know, made real by Shakespeare in the story of Romeo and Juliet. But that's, you know, that's true of life, isn't it? How we have these relationships that don't always work out and we struggle with these relationships. Relationships are not easy, right? It's a difficult thing. Love is not easy. It's a really hard thing to do well. And yet it takes all we got. And there's no book on it, right? There's no one book that says, well, here's the book. Just read this. People say, well, the Bible's enough. Well, yeah, the Bible's good. Don't get me wrong. That's great. But ultimately, life's challenges call us to utilize prayer and everything we got to love the people around us. You know, it's not always easy to do that. If we love somebody who's difficult, if we are the person who's difficult, it's sometimes hard to love well, you know? And I think that's important in this world, to be able to do the hard work that love is about. Not always easy, like I said, but, you know, if you've parented a teenager, for example, you know this, you know, like when they're 7 and 8 and 9 years old, they're these beautiful little kids, and then something happens that they become very difficult to parent for a while, right? It's not always easy. But then once they go to college, it seems to come back and get a little bit easier once again. So in our lives, you know, I think we have to recognize that, you know, that relationships are going to be a struggle. God's going to be with us in relationships. He's going to help us to kind of understand them and to utilize the best of what we've got in us so that we can love well. That's going to make us a good person. That's going to help us to do a better job with some of these struggles in our lives. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called This Hard Land.
Hey there, mister, can you tell me what happened to the seeds I've sown? Can you give me a reason, sir, as to why they've never grown? They just blown around from town to town till they're back out on these fields. Yeah, where they fell from my hand back into the dirt of this hard land. And me and my sister from Germantown, yeah, we did right. Well, we made our bed, sir, from the rock on the mountainside. We've been blown around from town to town, looking for a place of land where the sun bursts through the clouds to fall like a circle of fire down on this hard land. See them barring choppers sweeping low across.
across the plains. And it's me and you, Frank, we're looking for lost cattle. Our hooves twisted and churning up the sand. Here we're riding in the whirlwind, searching for lost treasure, way down south of the Rio Grande. We're riding across that river in the moonlight, yeah, to the banks of this hard land. Hey, Frank, won't you pack your bags and meet me tonight down at Liberty Hall? I just one kiss from you, my brother, and we'll ride until we fall. We'll sleep in the fields, we'll sleep by the rivers, and in the morning we'll make a plan. Well, if you can't make it, stay hard, stay hungry, stay alive if you can. And meet me in a dream of this hard land. Oh.
Sometimes there's struggles with just the environment we live in, you know, and that's a struggle sometimes. Think about 4 years ago in the Northeast here, we had a little storm called Sandy, and that created a tremendous amount of hardship for a tremendous amount of people, right? And it goes away and life goes back to normal, but not for everybody. And take a ride along some of the shoreline of the Northeast and you see that, yeah, a lot of people, their lives are not back to normal. You know, it's not even close to normal. Down in New Orleans, it's still not back to normal in some areas where the big hurricane hit. At that time, you know, it happens in life that these disasters come, these natural disasters that really do damage us. They're part of the struggle of life. And yet somehow we rebuild. Somehow we put it back together again. Somehow we rise from the dust, you know, and that's part of the great gift of hope that faith gives us. Right. Hope gives us faith, gives us this great gift of hope that says, yeah, there's more than this. It just doesn't end here. You know, there's going to be more. Eventually the water goes away. Eventually we rebuild. Somehow or another, we're able to put it all back together again. So, yeah, it is hard sometimes to live in the land that is susceptible, right, to all kinds of things. But at the same time, you know what? It's the best of humanity comes out sometimes in these disasters, and we recognize that God is with us. Think back to 9/11 with me, you know, and think about how humanity helped humanity. And it seems like, you know, that's just a faint memory for so many now, right? We could use that again, that kind of love and that kind of care again, because that helps the world to heal. It helps us to heal, and again, helps us to grow, too, in understanding that God is with us amidst the struggle. Hey, here's Eddie Money, I Want to Go Back.
A song.
You know, sometimes the toothpaste is just out of the tube. It's not going back in. And that happens. You know, we're going through our lives just fine. All of a sudden something breaks and you say, oh, I wish I could just turn back time somehow, you know, and get away from that. We hurt a relationship. We end a relationship. Something happens that we regret. Life has regrets. That's another struggle. How do we deal with that? How do we know that God is with us in the midst of the struggles of our lives like that? It's not easy. But I think God calls us to recognize the power of the gift, the power of what this struggle is all about. We're going to get through it somehow in our lives. Hey, here's Tom Petty. Even the losers.
Oh,
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, as we hear before. Yeah, even the losers get lucky sometimes. That's true in our lives. You know, we win and we lose, and yet we have to be prepared for both in this world. Think about a baseball player whose average is 400, 6 out of 10 times the guy strikes out, doesn't get on base, and he's a great player. So that's kind of a great reality for us to recognize. And in our lives, there's going to be loss, there's going to be struggle, but ultimately we're winners because God has given us so much and we're so blessed. So let's say a prayer of thanksgiving, ask God to be with us and help us to use our gifts well, that we can triumph over struggle. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's triumphed over lots of struggles, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.